Moldova's forays into the headlines are rare. An explainer seeking to explain Moldova should probably, therefore, start with the basics. It's just next to the top right-hand corner of Romania, alongside the border with Ukraine. Population 3 million and change, about the same size as Belgium, independent since the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991. If you have read or heard much about Moldova before now, it has probably been about the part of Moldova that wishes it wasn't part of Moldova. This is the strange geopolitical anomaly of the Pridnestrovian Moldavian Republic, better known as Transnistria, a sliver of land squeezed between the Dniester River and Ukraine, which operates as a sort of Soviet Russia theme park. Transnistria still erects statues of Lenin, flies the hammer and sickle on its flag, and has become a staple destination for chortling travel writers.
And it's also in the least visited country in all of Europe. The fact is that more people visit my local Tesco every day than visit Moldova every year.
But it is in Moldova proper where curious things are afoot this week, to the extent that, as we go to air, it's not entirely clear who, if anyone, is running the country.
Romania or Russia? This question has been important for Moldovan society for years, and these elections are not exception. Three main players, three main parties that will likely form the parliament, Socialist Party that is pro-Russian, Democratic Party that is rather pro-European, and newly formed opposition bloc, Acum, that is strongly pro-European. These parties
the present
will likely
brouhaha
form the
has its roots in Moldova's most recent general election, back in February. It was a close-run thing. The pro-Russian Socialist Party finished first, but the pro-EU Democratic Party and Acum Alliance finished a close second and third, respectively. Nobody had a parliamentary majority. Confusing matters further were plausible allegations of vote-buying, ballot-stuffing and other shenanigans, largely on the part of the socialists.
And now we really hope that the change is going to happen and then people will regain their trust in the country and then we will start building democracy, we'll strengthen the state institutions, which will work for citizens and not for some corrupt people.
After some months of inconclusive wrangling, this past weekend the pro-Russian socialists and the pro-EU Acum Alliance agreed to form an unlikely governing coalition, to be led by the Acum Alliance's Maia Sandu, previously Moldova's Minister for Education, who would become Prime Minister. Moldova's eighth Prime Minister this decade. The country is no stranger to political crisis.
De o grupare de politicieni irresponsabili care încearcă să o captureze prin votarea în Parlament a legilor ilegale.
The legality of this arrangement was challenged by Democratic Party leader and fathomlessly wealthy oligarch Vlad Blahotniuc. The socialists and Acum had admitted that their principal common cause was preventing Blahotniuc becoming any more powerful in Moldova than he already is. Plahotniuc claimed they'd narrowly missed the 90-day deadline for the certification of election results to form a new government, and that President Igor Dodon, himself allied to the socialists, should therefore have called new elections. Moldova's Constitutional Court, known to be heavily staffed by associates of Plahotniuc, agreed with this interpretation of a technicality, suspended President Dodon and replaced him with previous Prime Minister Pavel Filip of Vlad Plahotniuc's Democrats. As temporary acting president, Filip dissolved parliament and called new elections for September 6th. But President Dodon and the Socialist Acum Alliance have refused to recognize this directive. This meant that by Sunday, roughly everybody in Moldova had grounds for suspecting that nefarious hidden forces had enacted a coup d'etat against their preferred party. By Monday, the Socialist Acum Coalition and the Democratic Party were each acting like they were in charge, conducting simultaneous rival cabinet meetings in Chisinau, Moldova's capital. Maia Sandu's ministers met in Parliament, Pavel Filip's in Government House. Students of history will be aware of how well having two governments at once usually works out for a country. As to what happens in the days and weeks ahead, the only reasonable hope is as little as possible. Obscure local difficulties in this part of Europe have had a habit of spreading. Russia, which has 1,500 troops idling next door in Transnistria, says it backs the socialist AKUM coalition. The US, the EU and NATO have issued cagey statements calling for restraint, dialogue and so on, but essentially respecting the February election results, and therefore the socialist AKUM coalition. There are some causes for optimism. The socialist AKUM coalition is effectively a government of national unity, yoking together Moldova's pro-Russian conservative forces and its pro-EU centre-right, which means it has support among Moldova's older generations and its younger urban middle classes, as well as from Moscow and Brussels. It does, in theory, command a handy parliamentary majority. And if it has taken a stand on the principle that one businessman shouldn't get to own an entire country, that surely cannot be a bad thing. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.